Because of social media, it has become very easy nowadays to convey the call of righteousness. You can share a hadith, you can share a verse of the Quran, a saying of one of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala. So with good intentions, there's an opportunity to earn ample reward. But conversely, if somebody, without even researching, without even confirming with a scholar, or somebody who is knowledgeable in regards to Islam, whatever he listens to, whatever he comes across, he shares it. This can be detrimental. So he has to think, there's an opportunity for reward. But am I following the right steps? Have I quoted an authentic hadith? Have I verified it from a scholar of Islam? Have I checked that this is actually a verse of the Quran, if the translation is correct? Because the last thing we want is, share something on social media thinking that when we leave this world we'll be rewarded for it, but because it was inauthentic and because it was completely incorrect, instead of gaining reward, we are punished for that in our graves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to only share that which is authentic. So alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islami, the founder of Dawat Islami, Maulana Ilyas Qadri Dawud Barakatul Aliyah, he constantly advises us to only share authentic material. And he is fearful for our hereafter. Why shouldn't we be? We should be mindful of these things, so that in the hereafter, in the akhirah, when we're given our book of deeds, it's filled with good deeds and not something else.